If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Hanson in for Bob Surratt. I'm talking about TV specials that people enjoy around the holidays. Someone suggested The House Without a Christmas Tree. 312 responded that it has a nice message, but I remember being totally depressed by it as a child in the 1970s. Well, get in the spirit, everybody, with some depressing Christmas shows. 262, have you ever seen Steve Martin's Mixed Nuts? Great, funny, light Christmas movie, all-star cast, too. Was that the one he did a couple years ago on Netflix, I want to say?
Doesn't sound familiar to me.
Doesn't sound familiar to me either, too. I'll have to see. 847 says, Muppet Family Christmas from 1987. It was a TV special. We recorded it on the VHS. My brother and I wore out the tape. We loved it so much. It's a Christmas staple in our house. Very sweet there. I can think of one more that people like.
Here we are, back with you again. Yes, by gum.
And yes, by golly.
Kukla Fran.
And dear old Ollie.
Here we are.
Kukla Fran and dear old Ollie. And for that story, we bring in Seamus Toomey, Extremely Local News. Seamus, how you doing today?
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for that great segue, even with theme music. That was it was perfect.
It's well-crafted, put together all for you, Seamus. Tell us a little bit about, for people that don't know, including myself, what was this show and what is this Chicago connection to it and what's happening?
Absolutely. Kukla, Fran, and Ollie was one of the originals. It started airing in the 1950s, 1951, ran all through the 50s, and it was all filmed in Chicago. Not filmed. It was streamed live 5 days a week and aired, and it was, you know, one of the things that people gathered around the tiny little black and white to watch. It was a puppet show with a few live characters, but there was a dragon, there was a clown, there was a high society lady. It was a really sort of a mishmash of characters that would entertain people. And I think it was really sort of a precursor to things like Sesame Street, The Muppet Show, even Mr. Rogers. It really blazed a trail for television and just the sketch comedy and these strange crews of characters.
And the Chicago History Museum is honoring this next week, right?
That's right. So the Chicago History Museum, the one in Lincoln Park on Clark Street, has all the archives for these the 10 years of this show. And they've gone through and they've redigitized a bunch of them from 1951. They're packaging them all together. You can go to the History Museum beginning Monday through the end of the year for like a little nostalgia. So if you're looking for maybe for a present for someone that loved these shows, or you want to bring kids to see them, it's from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Every day from Monday through December 31st at the Chicago History Museum. I think they're doing 5 winter-themed episodes. So it's not like I don't think you've got to sit through 24 hours of this, but enough to get a little bit of the throwback history and see kind of what TV used to be.
I love that. We've been talking about the Ed Burke trial today, of course, and the verdict, and obviously Block Club Chicago's got great coverage too. If you don't mind, just a point of personal privilege, I get to do the podcasts, of course, with Block Club. You're one of my fine colleagues, Seamus, and Mick Dumke's another one of our fine colleagues, and we did an episode before the verdict that people can listen to if they download their Block Club Chicago podcast, and I was just amazed at I knew a lot about Ed Burke. Mick Dumke knows a ton, but I mean, this is a very big deal in Chicago politics, even if it was expected.
Absolutely. I mean, he's I would say sort of on the Rushmore of power in Chicago for years and years and years. I mean, lots of things, even with a strong mayor, lots of things didn't get done if Ed Burke wanted to put a brick on it. And he had been there for so long. I mean, 54 years. I wasn't even alive when he was already the alderman. He was a cop before that. And one interesting thing I would say that came out was Fran Spielman over the Sun-Times posted an interesting story about some of his colleagues, and they weren't, you know, there's a lot of people over at City Hall not exactly doing dances over there because either they're scared or they said Ed Burke really had helped them over the years, that they said he helped a lot more people than he bullied, which, you know, I don't know if you want that on your gravestone.
Right.
But yeah, there was a, you know, there, of course, there were some people, you know, spiking the football. Lori Lightfoot, really.
Boy,
she had that statement ready to go. Yeah, that thing was in our email box within seconds. I think they were still reading the verdict when she said basically Ed Burke dug his own grave and jumped in it. Lots of interesting reaction around town, and you know, a lot of people have held their tongues about things that they've seen Ed Burke do. Good or bad, but I think some of it, the dam is starting to break a little bit, and we're hearing even more stories about him. But yes, just a you know, old school power broker, and you know, he made it almost to 80 years old before the jury let him have it.
Yeah. Really quickly, got about 30 seconds left. Last minute gift ideas. Holiday gift guide at Block Club does a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. You got a couple days left here. They left us a weekend before Christmas. So go to blockclubchicago.org. Up in the top, there's a shop local gift guide. You probably don't have a lot of time for mailing stuff, but there's a lot of good options to drive to stores today if you want to get a couple other things. Lincoln Square neighborhood's got a great run of shops that you can just walk to and pop in and find some great gifts. So check out our shop local gift guide. It's all small businesses around the city.
And there's also a donate button there. Subscribe as well to help support the nonprofit newsroom of Block Club Chicago and our extremely local news segment. Seamus, have a good one, okay? Merry Christmas.
Thanks, John. Merry Christmas.